The people of Israel had left the wilderness and were now in the mountainous regions of Rephidim, between the desert of Sin and Mount Sinai, not far from the land of the Midianites, where Moses had gone to live after fleeing from Egypt. During the years he spent in that country, he had married Zipporah, one of the daughters of Jethro, the priest of Midian. Sometime later, he was told by God to return to Egypt and had set out with his wife and two sons, Gershom and Eliezer. But on the way, he had sent Zipporah and the two boys back to Midian. When Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, heard that the Israelites had pitched their tents in Rephidim, he set out for the camp, taking with him Moses' wife and two sons. Jethro had heard of everything God had done for Moses and for Israel, and how the Lord had brought his people out of Egypt. The account of the miracles performed by God to free and protect his people had spread to all the neighboring countries and had made a very deep impression on them. The nations were afraid and trembled at the power of the God of Israel. Jethro sent word to Moses, saying, "I, your father-in-law Jethro, am coming to you with your wife and her two sons." Moses went out to meet him and bowed down and kissed him. After greeting each other, they went into the tent. Moses told his father-in-law all that the Lord had done to Pharaoh and the Egyptians for Israel's sake, and all the hardships they had met along the way, and how the Lord had saved them. Although Jethro, as priest of Midian, honored and served other gods, he willingly confessed the power and greatness of the God of Israel, and was glad to hear of all the good things the Lord had done for Israel in saving them from the hand of the Egyptians. "Praise be to the Lord who rescued his people," he said. "Now I know that the Lord is greater than all other gods." Then Jethro brought a burnt offering and other sacrifices to God, and Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat a meal in the presence of the Lord. The next day Moses took his seat in front of the people to serve as judge. The Israelites came to him with their grievances to settle their disputes according to the law. As Israel was a nation of about 2 million, there were many more lawsuits than Moses could deal with. Jethro was amazed to see that he sat in judgment from morning till evening with everyone standing around. He said to his son-in-law, "What is this you are doing for the people? Why do you sit alone as judge all day?" Moses answered, "Because the people come to me to seek God's will. Whenever they have a dispute, it is brought to me, and I decide between the parties and inform them of God's decrees and laws." Then Moses' father-in-law replied, "What you are doing is not good. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. You and the people will only wear yourselves out. Listen to me now, and I will give you some advice, and may God be with you. This is what I say. You must be the people's representative before God and bring their disputes to him. You must teach them God's decrees and laws and show them the way they should live and the duties they are to perform. But for everything else, select capable men from all the people, men who fear God and are trustworthy and honest, and appoint them as officials over the nation to serve as judges at all times for the simple cases. But have them bring every difficult case to you. That will make your load lighter, because they will share it with you. If you do this, you will be able to stand the strain, and with the help of God, the people will go home satisfied." Moses listened to Jethro's advice and did what he said. He chose capable men from all Israel and made them leaders of the people to serve as judges and officials over the nation. The difficult cases they brought to Moses, but the simple ones they decided themselves. In this way, the heavy burden of governing and leading the people was made lighter for Moses. Jethro did not stay long. His visit, however, had a lasting effect on Israel's constitution. From then on, there was a clear separation between the legislative and judicial functions of the state. Moses' responsibility was to receive the law and give guidance from God, while the people themselves settled their disputes in the law courts under the leadership of the appointed magistrates. So when the Israelites struck camp, Jethro took leave of his son-in-law and returned to his own country. Next episode, Mount Sinai.